Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NBA playoffs, round two. Joining us here on the show, our friend Ian Eagle from the NBA on TNT. And behind the moniker Scurvius628 on Twitter. Ian, good morning.
Actually, I'm known as hashtag Toast'em. That's actually what I transitioned to about 3 months ago. So it's so weird that that would be the lead-in. Booski!
Ian Eagle, NBA on TNT, hashtag Toast'em!
What's up, DA?
Man, I'm doing good. The NBA playoffs are fun. What'd you think about Anthony Davis's huge game one? Are Lakers fans allowed to dream that we could see that more nights than not?
I think they're allowed to dream. I know that sometimes we think that these guys can just turn it on, turn it off at any moment. Yeah, this is a man that's won a championship. He's won an NCAA title. He is highly, highly talented, but we tend to forget about him because of the injury issues. And it might be time to remind ourselves that with LeBron James, they are very capable of going on a run. There's a reason why everybody in the Western Conference, when this thing was starting to become more clear from the play-in and the last 2 weeks of the regular season, wanted to avoid them entirely. And remember, they were down to the Minnesota Timberwolves, down in that play-in game. This could have looked very different. It very easily could have been Lakers-Denver in the first round in a 1-8 matchup. Milwaukee goes down in the Eastern Conference 1-8 against Miami. And the same may have happened in the Western Conference if things went a certain way. So I do think if you're a Laker fan, this is real. This is no longer a fun story of this team trying to make up for their disappointment in the regular season. This team is a legitimate title contender.
People in the last week after Steph's 50-point outburst in Game 7 of the first round have started talking about him in the rarefied air of the all-time greats ever. And I'm just wondering, you've called so many of his games throughout the years. You've seen his entire career. What do you think his greatest contribution to the NBA has been?
Well, some would say it's his greatest contribution, and there are others that are more of the purest form that will tell you that it may actually be a detriment to what's happened to the NBA, but there is no discounting the fact that he has changed the game. What was looked at as a poor shot, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 25 years ago, maybe as recently as 7 or 8 years ago, is now considered part of the flow of your offense. And early in the shot clock three, because the determination is that might be the best shot you get in your 24 seconds. And it might be from 31 feet away. And that was never the case. If you had a 3-on-1 break in the NBA, you went for the highest percentage shot, which was the layup. And that doesn't happen anymore because of Steph Curry. And because of the idea that you can put 135 points on the board on a night-in, night-out basis based on a hot shooter like Curry, and maybe the best to ever do it, it's changed the way that some people coach and some people view the game. The positive, man, it creates some really cool highlights. The negative is not everybody has the talent of Steph Curry to actually pull it off. So I see all the positives that he brings because he's such an incredible individual talent dedicated to his craft. The negative is it definitely has changed the way that we approach the game. And at some point, it's cyclical. I think you're going to see some adjustments as time goes on. But for now, this is where we are.
Ian Eagle, our guest this morning on the show. Do you think one of those adjustments is the NBA potentially moving the three-point arc back?
I've heard that. I've heard some people discuss that. I don't know if you mess with happy in this particular case. The NBA is a fun league because you've got some of the greatest athletes in the world doing incredible things. The idea that they might make a huge adjustment by taking that out of the whole approach is a little troubling. And yes, there would be an adjustment period, and of course, players would make changes and alterations would take place from the coaches, but it would not be a popular decision among today's players. Guys that are trying to get paid off of shooting 40% from three-point territory, and now you move that baby back, and you're looking at a completely different statistical view of this. So I don't think it'll happen. That's not my perception of what will take place, but I have heard it talked about. It is something that has been thrown out there.
Ian Eagle is our guest this morning here on the show. You had Knicks in Heat the other night, and I'm wondering what you've seen up close of what Jalen Brunson has brought to the Knicks, something that it seems like they've been lacking for a while.
Yeah, he's just brought toughness and professionalism and unselfishness. He's dependable. He's strong. He's smart. I'm just going through all the attributes that stand out when he gets on the floor. And I think that extension of what the coach is looking for, Tom Thibodeau, that's what was missing. That's what was missing from the Knicks. It's missing from a lot of teams. And there's a chip on his shoulder. And yes, he got paid big money. He got 4 years, $104 million, more than the Dallas Mavericks were willing to spend. They could have locked him in much earlier in the process. Things changed in that relationship. And I think a lot of it was based on the fact that he's got a lot of pride. And even though he wasn't the guy in Dallas, the Mavericks made a choice to play it out. And Brunson, of course, bet on himself. And then the numbers got astronomical. There was no way Dallas could match it, even just based on their own salary cap. It just wasn't going to work out. And I think he wanted, at that point, a change of scenery when he saw what the Mavericks' view of him was. But it's going to go down as one of the great acquisitions for this Knicks franchise. They desperately needed it. And I have felt something within this organization now that you hadn't felt in a while, and it's called chemistry. They actually like each other.
Yeah. And how about that?
I know it's a shocker, DA, that could actually help you when you've got that kind of unity on a team. But I think he's been at the forefront of it. And then the addition of Josh Hart, you can feel the love fest between those two. And I do think there's a respect. There's a respect level to what he brings to the table, and that permeates throughout the group.
Hey, before I let you go, why do you think the Nuggets as the one seed are pretty consistently overlooked and undervalued as a potential champion?
Yeah, I've thought about this just based on a number of factors. They have an MVP player who's won it twice in Jokic. So right there, the star factor should be there. The injuries to Murray definitely played a role in them developing the national fan base the last couple of years. The fact that they haven't been whole and the fact that they haven't had the postseason success. And I think it's changing. I do think if they play in the conference finals against the Lakers or the Warriors and they win it and go to the finals, you'll see an adjustment in how people view them. And it's similar to Phoenix. The Suns obviously made that run to the finals, and then everybody looked at them differently, and they did become a national story. So I do think Denver, if they can get the results this year, you'll see how within the NBA landscape, people will start paying attention to them a bit more. But you're right. They still fly under the radar. Number one in the West, leading their series 2-0, and yet nobody's talking about them.
Iron Eagle, the NBA on TNT, is all over the playoffs. Check them out. Next year, we'll be talking Final Four with Iron Eagle. Pretty cool. We'll talk NFL, I'm sure, when the fall comes around. And our guy, Andrew Catalan, getting into our student radio station's Hall of Fame. How about that a couple of weeks
ago? Oh, that was amazing. Amazing. Andrew's the best, and so thrilled for him. And you're going to be there one day as well, DA, so just prepare your speech now.
Well,
in fact, write it as we speak.
I know what my hashtag is.
I already forgot my hashtag.
Take that, suckers. Hashtag Toaster. I'm in the Hall of Fame now. Toaster. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Yeah, DM me anytime. No problem.
Okay. Iron Eagle, the NBA on TNT, joining us this morning here on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.